Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shir, we saw yisod, and that yisod is that when is a person pater from mitzvah's essay? When it's impossible for him to be mekayim, when the mitzvah is not lefanav. What defines the mitzvah as not being lefanav? Well, he doesn't have, let's say, his tefillin. He doesn't have arba minim. So we tell him, okay, spend money. But he says, but it costs more than a fifth. So if it costs more than a fifth, he's not obligated to spend that. And then he goes back to it being impossible. He doesn't have what to be mekayim the mitzvah with. But if he has what to be mekayim the mitzvah with, then he still has to spend more than a fifth. Which would mean that if it is lefanav, then he has to spend more than a fifth. It's only if it's not lefanav, then he doesn't have to spend more than a fifth. But if it is lefanav, he has to spend more than a fifth. That means that if he owes somebody $1,000, and he only has in the world $1,100, he still has to spend giving them the thousand. Why? It's more than a fifth. The answer is, it's the fun if he has the thousand. So that was the yisod that we established. And in addition, if he's already spending the money on a different mitzvah, then that's considered the fun of. So if you have a Leah Leregel and Pidgin Aben, for Pidgin Aben he has to spend the money, because if he only has five slum, he has the five slum. It's the fun of. He has the five slum in his pocket. So if it's if a pigeon, according to the opinion of the Gemara, that a lila regal is adif, even though normally you wouldn't have to spend on a lila regal more than a fifth, but here that you're already spending it on pigeon a ben, the money's already gone, so then you have to spend it b'meila on a lila regal. If a person doesn't have money, either for both kiddush hayom and ner chanukah, so this, the Gemara is mistapik what he should spend the money on for kiddush hayom and ner chanukah, but wait. Going to be more than a fifth for Kiddush Hayom. So of course you should spend that on Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is all Mamona. So the answer is, once he's already spending all of Mamona on Ner Chanukah, now he might be chayv to spend it on Kiddush Hayom, because anyway the money is gone. And with this we can also answer what the Suffolk, the Gemara says, that if you have that Ner Beso or Ner Chanukah, meaning Ner Shabbos according to most opinions, or Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos comes first because of Shalom Bayis, so you have to spend on the Ner Shabbos. So what would be the din when he doesn't have money at all for Ner? He has no money. So what's the din? The din is you have to sell your shirt. You have to sell the shirt off your back. You have to sell the shirt off your back. He sells the shirt off his back, and now he buys Ner Chanukah. The only thing is that you have to sell the shirt off your back for Ner Chanukah, but you don't have to sell the shirt off your back for Ner Shabbos. So what does he do if he doesn't have any money and he has to light Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos? So there are three possibilities. One possibility is that he should sell his shirt and he should light the Ner Chanukah. Why? Because that's why he sold the shirt, for the Ner Chanukah. Possibility two is that he should sell his shirt and light Ner Shabbos, because now he has the money. Ner Shabbos is adif. Possibility three is that he doesn't have to sell his shirt, because if he sells his shirt, then he's going to have to light the Ner Shabbos, and Memela, that would be all of his money. And you're not chayav all of your money for Ner Shabbos. Since Ner Shabbos is other from Ner Chanukah, when he's selling it off Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos isn't a chayav to sell the shirt off your back. So what's the answer based on our yisod? So we had a yisod by Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayom. The Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayom, even though the Kiddush Hayom is going to be more than a fifth, there's still a tzad that normally you don't have to spend more than a fifth. And Ner Chanukah you do, but there's still a tzad that Kiddush Hayom is adif. But since you're already spending more than a fifth on the Ner Chanukah, you have to spend more than a fifth on the Kiddush Hayom. So here, you're already selling your shirt for the Ner Chanukah. You're chayv to sell the shirt for the Ner Chanukah. So once the Ner Chanukah is already mechayv you to sell your shirt, so now you have to spend that money on the Ner Shabbos, because Ner Shabbos is adif, and you can't say, it's more than a fifth, because it's not considered more than a fifth, because you're already spending more than the fifth on the Ner Chanukah. So that's not makiv anymore than more than a fifth, because once it's already going on the Ner Chanukah, you should already spend it now on the Ner Shabbos. Because that's adif than Ner Chanukah. The only shaila is with respect to the being mechazer al apsachim. You have to beg for Ner Chanukah. You don't have to beg for Ner Shabbos. Ner Chanukah you're chayav al pursu menis and not other mitzvahs. So there's no mammon that you're spending anyway. Here it's a matter of obligating you to if it was spending money, like selling your shirt, so that's money, that a possession you have. So that we can say, you have to sell your possession in order to light Ner Chanukah, and we may well spend it on Ner Shabbos, which is adif. But to go collecting from door to door, maybe you're not chayv in the first place to go collecting from door to door. With this yisod, we can also answer the kash of the Chalkas Yoav from what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim, Simon Shin Dal Chin, Sif Aleph, with respect to Isser Shvitzis Avdo, which is only a mitzvah sesay, even if you're Sovel Tsar Gadol, it's still Aser Amir La Avdo. So the question is, Frek the Chalkas Yoav, why is it any different than spending more than a fifth on a mitzvah sesay? Why is it any different than spending more than a fifth on a mitzvah sesay? If mitzvah sesay costs you more than a fifth, you're not chayv. So here, if it's worth more than a fifth, if you're being sovel tzar gadol, if not having your eved work for you on Shabbos is causing you tzar gadol, which is worth more than a fifth, then you have to have your eved. Then why isn't it mutter to have your eved work for you? So the answer is, based on our yisod, no. Here you have the eved. You can be mekayim the mitzvah. It's lefanav. Just don't have the guy work on Shabbos. That's lefanav. So of course you have to be mekayim the mitzvah essay. The only time that there's a deon of more than a fifth is when it's not lefanav. Then the question is, do you have to spend more than a fifth to make it lefanav? And if you do, then it's not considered lefanav. It's not considered that you have the option of being mekayim the mitzvah. But if it's lefanav here, then not working your eved in Shabbos is lefanav. So then you have to spend all your money. Also, we can explain the Gemara in Beitzah, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that if an army comes into the city, so in order to be Mekayim, not to work on Yantif for them, not to Shecht, the Mitzvah of Lechem Velo La'akom, a person has to give all of his money. Why? Because this mitzvah is Lefanav. Just don't Shecht. Just don't Shecht, that's Lefanav. So Mela. Since it's lefanav, then chayv liten kol mamono. It's only the mitzvah that's not lefanav that you're not chayv liten kol mamono. In the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, in his Psicha Hilchas Akum, brought in the Pesachet Shuvin Yerodes and Kufnan Zayin Tziv Kotan Dalet, he writes that if a goy forces a person to be over in a mitzvah essay, he's not chayv to give all of his money in order that he should allow him to do the mitzvah. But if somebody is trying to get his money, he's not allowed to save himself by being mevatel a mitzvah essay. So what's the difference? Why, if he's forcing you to be over in the mitzvah sesay, you don't have to give your money, all of your money, in order to allow you to do the mitzvah? But if he's forcing you on your money, you're not allowed to save yourself with the bittul mitzvah. The Teretz is beautiful based on Arya Sod. If he's forcing you on the mitzvah to be over on the mitzvah essay, that's not in the fun of. Now he can't be Makai in the mitzvah essay anymore. He's forcing you not to do it. Ah, you can save yourself with your money, that's only up until a fifth, to make it possible. But if he wants to be mazik your mammon, so that has nothing to do with your mitzvah essay. The mitzvah essay is the fun of. Ah, you can save your money by being mevatel mitzvah essay. You can save your more than a fifth money by mevatel mitzvah essay. That doesn't work, because you're not allowed to, because the mitzvah essay is the fun of. And once it's the fun of, you have to spend all of your money in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. In the Beis Yitzchak in Yerodea, Chelek Beis, Simon Samacheos Aleph, he asks on the mitzvah essay of Tashbisu that a person has to burn his chametz, even though the chametz is worth, could be worth more than a fifth of his money. Why is that? So he says there that that's goof of the mitzvah. That's the chilek that Mori Rabbi Shlita made. Why are you chayiv to pay a debt more than a fifth? Other mitzvahs more than a fifth, like Pidgin HaBen. So he says there's a difference between the essence of the mitzvah and the price for the mitzvah. So when the essence of the mitzvah is payment, there's no hagbal of a fifth. But when the price for the mitzvah is more than a fifth, you don't have to pay it. That seems to be what the Beis Yitzchak answers. Based on what we're saying, even other teretz, the mitzvah essay of Tashbisu, it's lefanav. It's biyado lekayim. You just burn his chametz. So since it's lefanav, you have to go ahead and do it. It's only when it's not lefanav that there's a hagbal of a fifth. In the Shalos and Shuvos on Mudei Or and Aruch Chaim, Simen Yudzayim, Sif Katan Beis, he discusses this question. He doesn't give this teretz. Al Kol Panim, that's the Yesod in Kiyum Mitzvah essays. So now we can go back to Unzur Rambam. The Rambam writes that if the person isn't here and he can't be metapel on his parents, so then it's EF Shalal Kaima Mitzvah, and therefore he's not Chayef. Like we have a Tulsus in Kedushin, Daflam Adam Ebeis, Dibra Maschel Sherishus, that a married woman, since she's in her husband's house, she's not by her father, she's Ptur Mena Mitzvah. So this fellow, if he's not here, he can't take care of his senile parents. And therefore he's Eno Chayef, but it's not Lefanov. Aye, but you can make it lefanav. So go to where they are, and then it's lefanav. And then you'll be chayiv in the mitzvah again. So you're chayiv to go back. So if it's stam aviv v'imo, then he has no such heter. If it's stam aviv v'imo, in achinami, go back to where they are. What do you mean you're not in front of them? So go to where they are. But if there is a reason that makes returning to his previous situation an impossibility, then he's not chayiv to go back. That paters him from the mitzvah. Mitzad his massive of now. Just like Hotzal Gabi Chomesh. Hotzal Gabi Chomesh, the mitzvah is not lefanav, so you're not chayiv to pay more than a fifth. So here also, if it's not, the parents aren't lefanav, if there's something else stopping you, then you're no longer chayiv. It's not considered lefanav. So what makes it impossible here? What we were talking about is paying more than a fifth. What makes it impossible here? What makes it impossible here is the fact that he can't properly be mekayim kibud avim when he's with them. They're senile. So that itself is a reason not to obligate him to go back. And then Memele, he's putter because he's not here. Now, once a person's not with their parents, they're not chayiv in kibud avim. And the thing is, we say, okay, but go to where they are, and then you will be chayiv. What do you mean? You can't avoid the chiyuv. Go to where they are. But if there's something that's stopping you from going back, then you're not chayiv to go back, and memele your patur, because they're not here. You're not with them. So here, what's stopping the person from going back is the impossibility of taking care of his senile parent. So since he can't take care of his senile parent, it's not lefanav. We're not obligating, we're not going to obligate him to go back. Once we're not obligated to go back, so it's not lefanav. So he's putter. Because it's considered that he doesn't have the opportunity, the possibility of being properly mekayim the mitzvah. So we used our yisod by mitzvah sesei to answer pshat, to explain pshat in the Rambam. Why it helps to go away? Because it's not lefanav. Once it's not lefanav, then we see, is it possible for him to make it lefanav? If it is, then go back. But if it's impossible to make it lefanav, he doesn't have to go back. If they're senile, it's impossible to go back, because he can't properly, there's a siba stopping him from going back. He can't properly be kind of mitzvah. And mainly, he doesn't have to go back, and now he's pater because it's not lefanav. So we still have a derech to go, v'siyata d'shmaya b'li neder, and we should all be zoche, l'lmod u'lamid l'shma v'lasis. I hope we're able to continue this shir, again based on the sefer Yad Melech of Agon Rav David Mann, and we should all be zoche, l'lmod u'lamid l'shma v'lasis, l'kayim b'shkoliv y'salma torah s'vihavo, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.